Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This week on KMOX, we've been looking at the impact of coronavirus on the courts. Everything from backlogs to delays in due process, access to the courts, and a possible onslaught of new cases. Joining us to talk about concerns and benefits is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, who is with Harris Dow Fisher & Young. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
My first question for you is, as a practicing attorney, how has this impacted your practice?
Well, it's had a major impact, obviously. For the last several months, Missouri courts have been in kind of a four-stage process. And in fact, in St. Louis City, it just recently moved from phase zero to phase one. St. Louis County is still in phase zero, but will move to phase one probably next week. So even though it's been pretty quiet the last couple of months, I was in court yesterday. That was refreshing. And now the courts are starting that process of reopening, both for attorneys and for the public.
One of the things that I have heard from a number of individuals, both judges and attorneys, is that one benefit or silver lining of all this is that there have been some new efficiencies that have been brought out, especially a turn to virtual hearings. What are your thoughts on those virtual hearings?
That is truly the silver lining in all of this. For example, I've participated in numerous docket settings in the last probably the last 4 weeks, where a judge would handle a Zoom or a WebEx conference that had hundreds of attorneys on it and litigants, and it was extremely efficient. It eliminated drive time. It expedited the process, and yet there was complete and total transparency. I'm seeing that in Jefferson County. I've seen it in St. Louis County. I've seen it in St. Louis City. So that truly is the silver lining that will survive this pandemic. In other words, once this gets resolved, the lingering effects will be, I think, beneficial in terms of the efficiency and the transparency of the court system.
What about your concerns about the court system post-COVID?
Well, obviously, the main concern is safety. The main concern is when you're in a courtroom, courts need to be open. They need to be open to the public so that the public can see what happens in either a criminal or a civil proceeding. And so safety is going to be the number one concern initially. The courts are dealing with that, taking temperatures, utilizing health questionnaires, practicing social distancing, all of the things that we hear about, they're doing that. So that, I think, is going to alleviate that concern. My other concern is to make sure that the folks and people still have access to the court system itself. That is extremely important. And I know from firsthand experience that the courts in this area are making sure that the public still maintains access.
Should we be concerned at all about backlogs in the courts or an onslaught of new cases, as some people have told me, from issues like housing, employment, things that have come up because of the coronavirus?
Yeah, landlord-tenant actions are actually going to be quite voluminous here over the next 2 months probably because of the backlog, because of the folks who can't pay the rents, and that's going to be a big issue. That's why I think the technology part is so beneficial, because that will build in a new efficiency. You don't often hear efficiency in courts used in the same sentence, but the technology will build in an efficiency into the system that I think will help us handle the onslaught of new cases.
Brad, thank you so much for your insight. We really appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure.
That is Brad Young, KMOX legal analyst, also with Harris Dow Fisher and Young, joining us this morning on the TDK Technologies guest line here on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.